서울 애가 무게인 다 All right, we are on the record for After Talk.
Yeah, so I had my fantasy baseball draft on Sunday.
Oh.
And so I went into the studio here to do that, and I had the door closed. And I figured, actually, I knew Eileen was going to watch Outsider because she had missed episode 9, so she was going to catch up so we could watch the finale together later that night. When I was done with the draft, I opened my door, and I hear her watching something else. I'm like, oh, she's done with The Outsider. So I'm doing some stuff related to the fantasy league, some maintenance stuff, because I'm the commissioner. And I'm starting to hear, I'm like, that's Love is Blind. Like, she's watching episode 1 of Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. And so I laugh, and I was like, are you watching Love is Blind? She's like, yes, this show's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
And so we're kind of shouting some comments back and forth. And then I come in, and I sit down and it's wrapping up, and I do something. I don't remember what I did. Like, I pick up the remote. She's like, wait, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I thought you were done. She's like, no, I'm going to watch episode 2. I have to find out what happens.
I watched like 3 episodes of Love is Blind. Oh, I don't remember what I was doing, but I wasn't paying enough attention. And there are so many people on that show that I was like, I don't want to go back and rewatch this. But I also expect I probably don't need to, and also it's a junky show. How far did you guys end up getting?
I went and did some other things, so I only saw bits and pieces of episode 2, but she watched all the way through episode 2 and then stopped.
That show, the funniest thing about that show is the music. Is the very expository music. The music swells.
She didn't like episode 2 any better than episode 1. I don't know if she's going to keep watching it or not. She said she felt like she'd ate too much junk food after she watched episode 2.
I see that.
But the positive was, she's like, I got a lot done while I was watching it, to your point. Like, she didn't have to pay attention.
So. Yeah. Man. So we got a lot of emails from you guys from the topic of last week's After Talk. We asked how people listen to Spoiler in Time, and we were waxing a little bit, mostly just preparing to have a conversation about what we should look to do with Spoiler in Time. Tom, do you want to pick one of these emails and maybe we'll just summarize them, because we got a lot and a lot of them are kind of long here, but.
Yeah. Let me see. So Mary said, have you checked out the format of Vanity Fair's Still Watching podcast? They have one show feed. They usually watch one show at a time, one episode per week. And when that show is over, they just do another show in the same feed. Maybe a modified version of that format would help. That's essentially what we do with Larry Sanders with our library show. She said she listens for shows that have complex character and plot points. I just want to find out connections or plot points I missed. Listen for shows that are big popular water cooler shows, tend only to listen to the show segment of the show I'm watching. And that was a common refrain, which is if they did watch Spoiler in Time, they generally fast forwarded through shows they hadn't watched. So everybody was appreciative of the time codes and all of that.
And in fact, I tease this on the show. One thing that I would like to be looking into in the next couple of months is, so right now we have the time codes in the show notes, and most podcast apps will turn those into time codes that you can click on. But if you watch on YouTube, especially if you watch on TV, which I know we got one email specifically about, there's not a way to see those time codes. And so I would like, I have an idea in mind for how we can do on-screen time codes for the episode of Spoiler in Time. And so that is something where if you're a video listener via YouTube, I'd say that is very likely something that can happen, assuming I can figure it out. But that's something. Hey, that's something. Help with that.
Yeah. I thought someone else mentioned Still Watching. But maybe it was just Mike Stewart also mentioned it.
Okay. What did Mike Stewart say? Still Watching.
Oh, no, maybe it was just Mary. Never mind. I've tried to do a search and it didn't show up, but
okay.
Yeah, I like the reference to Still Watching. That's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Boss said, "Spoiler in Time is the most complicated to consume, partly because we both watch it, he and his wife, as it is mostly directly entertainment linked. Skipping through the episode on the TV's YouTube app isn't the best, but it works," as you were just addressing that.
Yes.
So yeah, people were nervous about changes, but no one said don't change it.
Right. I don't think
everybody just sort of described how they watch it.
Yeah, I think the broad strokes were there are enough Band-Aids to get people where they need to go in terms of listening to it, but that's not ideal. That's very
mushy. And that's the thing. It's like we're hearing from the people who put up with that. It's a selection bias,
right?
Of I figured out how to deal with the fact that I have to fast forward things and I still listen or watch. But we're not necessarily hearing from anybody who says I wanted to watch or listen, but I just gave up. There was one person who's like, yeah, I just don't watch it or listen to it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't because they got frustrated. So I don't know. Maybe those people just didn't bother sending something in, or maybe they canceled their Patreon and so they don't hear us talking on After Talk.
Well, I'm glad. So we did mention it at the end of court during Cord Killers twice. Joe twice referenced in Cord Killers about this. So hopefully we also get a little bit of listener feedback via that shout out. And if you're an After Talk listener, of course you can also continue to send in feedback.
Yeah, please do.
If you're just catching this episode, or maybe you didn't listen the last time, I think we all recognize that it's not that the current setup is not ideal, and we don't know what the solution is.
I think I characterized it as broken. And I don't know, maybe that's overstating it, but it is certainly hard for new users to get a hold of, right? Like they're the people who figured it out over the years, or who liked us well enough and kind of went along for the ride. Because in the frame rate days, it was one show. It was Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad.
Walking Dead.
Maybe we'd mention other things like a movie once in a while, but it was pretty easy to know what to expect and know what was coming. These days with like five or six shows, it's really difficult to explain to somebody why they'd want to do that. That's my problem.
Yeah. And I mean, the easy solution is let's just do less shows and treat it a little more in my mind, the ideal listener, that the way that the show is formatted to now, is someone who wants to join us on this long watching adventure of these are the things that we're watching.
Yes. Right.
And when we have five or six shows in a week, that I think is too big of an ask.
Yep.
Where I think even less.
Did you say ask?
Ask.
Okay, good. Ask. I didn't hear the K at first.
Oh, sorry. I think that's too big of an ask, and we've never positioned Spoiler in Time in that way, but I do think one method could be to just intentionally edit down and only do less shows, and say we are all watching these shows together, and like we are like have that be a function of it. I think that is a I don't know that that's perfect, and I don't think that even solves the problem. I think it just lessens some of the friction of having so many shows.
I mean, I think that solves a different problem and helps solve the main problem.
Helps address
it. But doesn't completely solve it. Right. So, yeah, part of it is also it takes too long to do the show.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because there's so much to get through and we don't want to skimp. You know, we want to get all our thoughts out.
Right.
So now it's like we're doing a whole other hour, basically, instead of the 20 minutes that it was in its original form. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we could reduce the number of shows in it. And I think, I don't know, it's hard to split the baby of it's fun to just hang out with Tom, Brian, and Bryce talking shows.
But
and
also
make it usable accessible. So a new user would understand what to get.
Right.
If it was always just one show,
That's easy.
And everybody, and you always knew which show it would be, right? That's the other thing. You can't just keep switching shows. You've got to make sure people know, like, okay, if you keep up on Outsider and that's the only show they're going to talk about, you'll know what that is and they'll tell you what the show is after that.
When there's two shows, and then is two shows too much?
And also is two shows hard? Like, oh, they watch two shows? Well, why would I do that? Right? Like, but then you don't want to lose that hanging out and chatting aspect of it, which is what people very definitively in the emails all said they like. They like just hearing us talk.
Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned this last After Talk or not, but like the other, I think a competitive issue with having, say, doing just what, like, if we just did one show a week and we spent 20 or 30 minutes talking about it, most of these shows that we talk about, certainly the big ones, already have official podcasts and entire fan cast communities surrounding them, where it almost feels more indulgent to enter that space expecting, like, I don't know, that we're going to beat HBO's official Chernobyl podcast.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I think it's easier to pitch it to somebody of like, hey, if you like Brian and Tom and Bryce talking, they'll be talking about Chernobyl every week for the next 6 weeks, but it doesn't elevate it.
Right.
It doesn't become like, and it's the definitive Chernobyl podcast. And
it's still going to be the same caliber. Not that Spoiling Time is bad, but it's not the caliber of show where we're not taking notes and coming in. Even if we did one show a week, we would still not know all the character names, and we would still.
Right. We're not going to change that.
Right.
What if we didn't spoil everything? What if we only spoiled one or two shows a week?
And then the rest of it.
And there was just
sort
of an open chance to talk about other shows in a marginally spoil medium. So in other words, like, if you're somebody who doesn't even watch trailers and avoids spoilers, conversation is not going to work for you. But if you're somebody who's like, I just don't want to know the main plot points, I don't want to know the twists, but I don't mind if you tell me a character ate a donut, you know, like, you don't have to be so, like, we could all talk about different shows to each other that we watched.
Maybe we have a sacred cow here in terms of like keeping one of our objectives to be talking about shows in a spoilery manner. Maybe the answer is bring shows and we'll talk about whatever we want to talk about, and we won't spoil them. We will just talk about them in the broad strokes.
Yeah, because the reason people fast forward is because they don't want to get spoiled.
Mm-hmm. So my concern. Okay, I think that is a good idea. So one area of concern I would have about that, and maybe it's addressable or something we can at least be cognizant of, is that. That's us walking a line.
I think you mean minefield.
it's suddenly us walking a line. Deciding to be on the non-spoilery side when it's very easy to decide to be on the spoilery side.
Yeah,
and I would not be surprised if every week there was something like, but I actually really want to talk about the ending of The Outsider.
It might be a really horrible idea.
Hold on. What if what if we keep it spoiler free, except on weeks when we know there is a big to do, like the finale of The Outsider, this week's second show is spoiler cast. The finale of The Outsider.
Oh.
And then,
that's interesting.
I was thinking, say
we commit to Larry Sanders' show and Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Those are going to be spoiled every week.
Oh,
but everything else we talk about is mostly non-spoilery, spoiler medium.
Okay.
No significant spoilers, but I like that of like this week, we're moving the finale of The Outsider into the spoiler zone. Because it's too big to talk about without spoilers. Because
I guess if the issue is for like, think about it from the user perspective, right? If there's a feed that is this casual hangout and there will be no spoilers or spoiler light, whatever, something where anybody can feel good watching it, and then go and watching the show or the movie or whatever. And then if there are hidden nuggets where they have to press a button at any point to avoid spoilers, then I think that puts us in the same issue. I think it puts us in the same problem.
Well, yeah, it's two different shows. That's the problem.
But what if they're two different shows?
One's a hangout show and the other's spoilery.
So the easy solution there is, what if they're two different shows and two different feeds? But then suddenly now we're doing four shows a week and none of them will get shorter.
I know how to simplify things. Let's make more shows.
But I think that's getting to the ideal version, which is just logistically tough, which is give each show a feed. We instead of recording for 40 minutes about four shows in one episode, do four chunks, one chunk of each show. Those go into their own feed. Like if we're saying, like, if the issue is, if an issue is spoilers, then the solution to spoilers is democratize the data and let people opt into whatever they want. But that cuts out Larry Sanders. That cuts out one-offs like movies.
Yeah,
the movie draft kind of has nowhere to live. That gets weird. And then all the talk about like keeping it casual and keeping it sort of feel conversationally or conversation like kind of goes counter to that too. And so maybe I think, much like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, I think we need to, on a fundamental level, consider how are we trying to brand? What are we doing here, Tom? What are we really doing?
What's the purpose of Spoiler in Time?
Or what's the purpose of show number two?
Of show number two. Right. Let's not use the name. That makes it easier to think about. What is the purpose of the second show?
Because it does sound like people do like hanging out, talking, and listening to the stuff. And spoilers are thorny.
I wish Brian were here for many, many millions of reasons, but I know Brian doesn't care about spoiling as much.
Yeah. But that's the crux of it.
He respects people's choices, but he doesn't think it's that serious of an idea.
Which is why I think doing a non-spoilery anything.
Well, and
is
I say
thorny.
That because I think he would say, like, well, then let's just keep doing Spoiler in Time. Because
I mean, maybe that's the maybe we found the most average hair color in America.
Yeah. I do think we need to cut down the number of shows, though. And I really would like people to know what show was going to be on it. Like, we kind of just jerk all over the place.
In the show notes for the past.
Oh, no, no. I'm not talking about in the show notes. I mean, like, before the show notes are even created, they should know, like, oh, I know I can expect these shows. I'm going to watch these shows, because what happens is we get behind on stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, oh, we're not doing Picard this week. Like, I feel like that's letting the listener down.
I mean, if that was the case, then we would not do the show live and we would just do it when we're all ready to go.
I think we could do it live.
Had time to watch all the shows. You know?
No, it's if we do fewer shows, I think that's easier to commit to. That's where I'm going with it.
Okay.
If you only have a max three shows and you say, like, these are the shows you have to watch every week, it becomes a lot easier to go, you know what? I just didn't get to the seventh show because there's so many damn shows, right? Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe show number two is Spoiler in Time, but it's two current shows or two shows plus an archival show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it, and we try to say join the watching party.
If we actually committed and, like, good or bad, these are the two shows we're watching every week while they're on.
Yeah,
we could ask the patrons to save us if we got to a certain point.
Like,
I just don't want to watch the show anymore. Please, you know, if you vote in this poll, you can let us off, and we'll replace it.
That would be fun of saying, like, hey, if we get five comments on this post that says you don't need to watch Lock and Key anymore, then We will free ourselves of those chains.
You're free.
Yeah. That would be fun. That kind of is fun. Let's say Tom, let's do a hypothetical for me very quickly. Okay.
All right.
So like in our template of shows that we are watching right now, and good golly, Miss Molly, there's a lot. It's Better Call Saul, Lock and Key, The Outsider, which just finished, The New Pope. Let's say The New Pope because that hasn't finished yet. Picard and Larry Sanders. That's five programs. How would we edit that down? How would you, Tom, edit that down to three?
I would say Better Call Saul and starting March 15th, Westworld.
Okay, but live with me. Okay, live with me 2 weeks ago where we're doing. This is not a problem that can solve next
Outsider.
Week.
Better Call Saul and Outsider.
Better Call Saul and Outsider. Okay, and so Lock and Key, New Pope, and Picard.
Although when Picard premiered, I would have picked Picard over Outsider. It would have been Better Call Saul and Picard. Mm. And that could have been a situation where I was arguing to keep it and Brian could have appealed to the patrons and let's say they let him out, then we could start doing Outsider.
Okay. Okay. And we'll do.
I already see where the problem's going to be. So if we jump out of Picard, we jump over to Outsider. Do we have to catch up?
You'd have to catch up.
What happens like when Westworld premieres? Because that seems like the obvious thing that we would slot in.
Okay. Well, so let's take a look at that, right? Okay. So right now we're doing Better Call Saul. What's today? Today's the 9th. By next episode, Westworld will be premiered. That would be dropping.
And then Fargo comes out April 19th while Westworld's mid-run and Better Call Saul's still on.
I mean, then I think the answer is when a show ends, here's what we do. Okay, here we go. Okay. You're unlucky. Sorry, shows. You're unlucky and we couldn't get to you in time. When a show finishes, we can binge and catch up to whatever amount that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start in that slot is let's binge something or watch something to however much we want until the next show comes up.
Maybe. Yeah, that might work.
Because if we miss week one, then it doesn't matter if we do one a week or not. I don't know. It's suddenly becoming a math problem.
Yeah.
It's becoming a complicated math problem.
Yeah.
Not impossible, but it would require us to. I mean, that's editing. That is editing. Is making hard decisions and killing your darlings.
Yep. Yep.
Huff, Tom.
There's too many good shows. This is the problem.
It's never been a better time to be watching TV, but there's never been a worse time to be doing a fan cast about every show. Because then the other thing is if we do the weekly system, what I think that unfairly biases television show or TV shows.
Yeah.
Weekly shows rather than binge Netflix shows.
There really has to be, you know, it's a math problem, but it's a math problem you only have to do a couple of times a year, which is you look at the schedule and you usually know what's coming out in the next 3 months or so.
Yeah.
And you plot out, okay, these are the options for the slots and these are the alternates.
Tom, we've been here talking about, what is show number two and is there a show number four? But I think we missed a forest for the trees here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Hear me out. Spoiler in time. Three slots on spoiler in time, three slots plus movie draft. If there's movie draft stuff. And then anything else that's not in spoiler in time, if you're watching it, if we're watching it, we can choose to watch it. We don't have to limit ourselves. Non-spoilery talk in after talk.
Okay.
I know I have come into After Talk a lot thinking like I watch a lot of shows that are not on spoiler in time, and I don't know that that's the case for y'all because have more of an obligation to watch those things.
I'm not talking about Itaewon Class.
Right.
In spoiler in time.
And
Eternal Love of Dream.
If what we said was spoiler in time is hard and fast. These are the slots. Everybody join in. This is the watch club. And then after talk is, what else have we been watching?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what people already like, which is the conversational stuff and the stuff that
we do. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it can still stay after talk where we can talk about, you know, whatever's going on. And so spoiler in time shrinks a little bit, ideally. And then after talk can maybe be a little longer as needed.
And then spoiler in time, we could then edit it into parts so that people could subscribe to just the shows they want.
Yeah, I guess. That is certainly easier when it's 3 versus 6.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to come to reality a little bit in terms of like how many spoilering time feeds will we be running and maintaining at any given point. But we can cross that. Like, I think that would, in a world where we do that, we have to stop doing YouTube versions of spoiling time.
Mm-hmm.
Because making the video versions, rendering out the video versions of Core
Killers,
that's
the easy solution. Is if you want it broken up by show, you only get audio. There's not a video version of that.
That seems very doable, Tom.
I like to hear that.
That seems very doable. Well, listen, cordkillers@gmail.com. Please let us know.
Yeah. None of these are decisions.
This is not a decision.
If you're like, wait, don't do that, then this is the time to tell us.
Right.
Because we haven't decided any of these things. This is all us floating something. And then by next week, we will have heard what you thought. We'll have changed our minds 6 times. Brian will be here and tell us we're all crazy and we miss a horrible thing and it'll all change. But that's why we're doing it this way, is kind of work it out.
Right. I don't know. I hopefully it's not just because I pitched it, but I have faith that an expanded after talk.
Here's one last thing that I think helps.
Okay.
What if it's 2 slots, but the library show can go away when we need both slots?
In
temporary situations where we're like, oh crap, Westworld is overlapping with Better Call Saul for 3 weeks. Library show goes away for 3 weeks during the overlap and then comes back.
I have a hard time imagining in the next 12 months, we won't have 2 current
So maybe
shows.
It's 3 slots, but I'm just saying, what if a way to deal with those weird overlaps?
We decide, hey, for
the idea of the library show is that it's the backstop for times when there's nothing to watch.
Then maybe we don't need a library show. What if we don't need a library?
That's the other question. But if we do, it could be movable. It could move out and say like, oh, we won't be watching Larry Sanders' show for the next couple of weeks because we've got both these shows going.
Yeah.
But we'll pick it back up after Better Call Saul ends or whatever.
I think that's not crazy.
I would want to like map out the next 3 months of shows just to see.
And
how that would work.
And then I think that's still, I have a, like in that world, I think never would have watched Lock and Key. And
right.
Maybe that's okay.
And that's fine. I would have watched it on my own and then talked about it in after talk. I think that's fine.
Okay. Okay. A series of thoughts presented by Tom and Bryce.
That's right. Exactly. A series of thoughts, none of which are decisions.
Right. Please please email us about anything except that. They're not decisions.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you to our patrons. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.